miracles obtained through the recitation of the Hail Mary. There was once in Germany a certain criminal condemned to death, but he was obstinate and refused to make his confession, though a Jesuit father did his utmost to convert him. He entreated him. He wept. He cast himself at his feet. But seeing that all was in vain, he finally said, "Let us recite a Hail Mary." No sooner had the criminal recited it than he began to cry bitterly, made his confession with much compunction, and wished to die clasping the image of Mary. In a city of Spain there lived a sinful man who had given himself to the devil, and had never been to confession. He did nothing good but say a Hail Mary every day. Father Eusebius Nuremberg relates that when this man was at the point of death, the Most Holy Virgin appeared to him in a dream, and looked on him. Her kind eyes so changed him that he immediately sent for a confessor, made his confession, with a voice broken by sobs, made a vow to become a religious if he would live, and then died. A woman of Cologne who had criminal intercourse with an ecclesiastic found him one day hanging in her room dead. After this she entered a monastery, where the devil assailed her in a bodily form, so that she knew not what to do in order to be delivered from him. A companion suggested to her to say the Hail Mary, and when she did so, the demon said,
"Accursed may she be who taught you this,"
and appeared no more. Caesarius relates that a Cistercian lay brother could say no other prayer but the Hail Mary, and recited it continually with the greatest devotion. After his death there sprung up from the place where he was buried a tree, on whose leaves were written these words, "Hail Mary, full of grace, Ave Maria, gratia plena."